people struggling with addiction, their loved ones, and the drug that's destroying their lives are among the characters in a new play opening at the Akron Civic Theater tonight.
I shouldn't have shot up at all. Well, I threw all that away.
I shouldn't have come home so late. I should have called.
Independent, the Heroin Project, is a gritty look at how opioid addiction can grab people, destroy relationships, and test the human spirit. The play grew indirectly from a crime scene photo taken last year in East Liverpool. The image shows a young boy in the backseat of a car staring blankly at the camera while his grandmother and her companion sit unconscious in the front seat, overdosed on heroin. The photo made international headlines, and it had a major impact on Amelia Sharon.
This is horrible, and it's heartbreaking because these two people are sick, and do you really think they wanted to do that? No, they felt like they had to.
At the time, Sharon had just started college at Kent State.
My first semester, like all throughout the fall and winter, I would lock myself in my room on the weekends and I would just read. I would just read and research all of these different aspects of heroin, the drug, and addicts, and treatment, and everything from the inside out, from the neurobiology to the legislative facts about it.
Sharon ended up conducting 50 interviews with healthcare professionals, people struggling with addiction, and people in recovery. Their stories coalesced into the play she co-wrote with a fellow Kent State student, which runs at the Akron Civic Theater tonight and tomorrow as part of the ongoing Millennial Theater Project. One of the central characters in Independent is a woman who's struggling to get clean, played by Grace Offerdahl.
Heroin is sort of like a vixen, like a seductress, a temptress. So it's sort of like she's in a relationship with my character and also in a relationship with the guy opposite me, Ryan.
Did you really want to do that?
I do.
But that means you won't see me anymore.
Good.
That relationship plays out like an abusive romance. Heidi Holmwood says her personification of heroin will elicit different emotions depending on the audience.
I guess part of it has to do with some sort of anger. I mean, it's what's been in charge of their lives for so long. But I think a part of it, and at least for a lot of the people that are recovering in the audience, is it's a sense of closure. And I think that's what this show, I hope, gives some sense of closure.
David Monter has spent 8 years trying to find that closure. He plays the stepfather of a man struggling to stay sober, and he himself has been in recovery for almost a decade. Along with acting, he's also worked as a counselor.
You know, having seen this from all sides, I know how people think about addicts. Even in the worst of my active use, I never looked like an addict. You couldn't say that guy's a junkie, but I was. And so I understand the people's perceptions of that, and that's what we're hoping to change, is it can be anybody. And there are ways to help people. And so I look at those stories, and when one of the scenes is a meeting, I've heard the same thing said in meetings I've been to. So I think she did a great job with it.
Isaac Beach has seen that firsthand. He's worked with Amelia Sharon in the past on theatrical productions and says he wanted to get involved because this script is so realistic.
I'm from Trumbull County, and Warren is one of a very heavily hit areas with this epidemic. So I see it every day in the news. I see it with my friends and some of my classmates from high school. I see, you know, they got involved with drugs and they overdosed, and it's just sad. It's heartbreaking, and it really drew me to that, and I wanted to work on something that really brought light to that.
Beach also credits Amelia Sharon and her co-writer Zachary Monthy for their commitment to helping people with Independent, the Heroin Project. Proceeds from the play will go to Oriana House, and there will also be a collection box for toiletries for people at the residential treatment center.
I myself am not a heroin or opioid addict. However, I am an ally, and I will sit down and I will listen and I will understand. And that's what I hope people do for this show, is to simply listen, learn, and understand.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.